Okay, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac-Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac-Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Well, we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-Parle Veteran Service Officer. Came in out of the storm, well, it's snowing a little bit, but...
Just what we need is more snow.
More snow, yes. We could use more. Bring it on. Just a minute here.
We got a loose connection on here today. There we go.
All right. Now we got you on.
I said just what we need is more snow.
That's right. And, of course, you like getting out there with that snowblower, you know, getting a little exercise, don't you?
I don't say I like it, but, you know, it's better than shoveling.
That it is, yes. Well, you get Dina to go out there and... Do a little snow blowing, I suppose.
I take care of the outside. She takes care of the inside.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Not like Paul, you know, makes poor Roxy do everything over at his place, you know.
Yeah. Well.
But says she enjoys it. Roxy might have another opinion.
I just heard a dissenting remark.
I think so. I heard that. Well, we better quit talking. I forgot he's here. We better quit talking about him. Well, shall we salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Hospitalman Third Class Paul Edward Fondell. Paul was born on February 18th, 1928 in Dawson, and passed away on March 23rd, 2016. He entered active duty on December 29th, 1950 in Montevideo into the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged almost 4 years later on October 25th, 1954 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He spent 2 years and 3 months, 13 days of overseas service, served aboard the USS Siboney, I think I'm saying that properly, which was a small aircraft carrier. Also served on the USS Megara, which was an aircraft repair ship, and also at the U.S. Naval Hospital in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Some medals and ribbons that he earned are the National Defense Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and the Navy Occupation Service Medal for Europe. So we thank you, Paul, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all our veterans out there.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
It is. And here. And all over. Should be everywhere.
Should be.
That's right. Well, let's get to the topic at hand today. We're going to talk about the VA's Appeals Modernization Act, which has taken effect and streamlined things a little bit, huh?
Yeah, this took effect on February 19th, so last Tuesday, and a news release was sent out the same day highlighting the aspects of the new way veteran benefits and health care appeals will be processed from one of the biggest changes to these procedures in decades. VA announced that it has implemented the Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act of 2017, also known as the AMA. Which was signed into law on August 23rd, 2017, and represents one of the most significant statutory changes to benefit veterans in decades. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, it's a historic day for VA, its stakeholders, and most importantly, for veterans and their families. Implementation of the Appeals Modernization Act comes as a direct result of collaboration among VA, Congress, and veteran service organizations to deliver on veterans' longstanding desire to reform of the legacy appeal system. And beginning February 19th, veterans will have a greater choice in how VA reviews their disagreement with VA claims decision and enjoy timely resolutions of disagreements through a streamlined process. So effective last Tuesday, veterans who appeal VA claims decision have three options to choose from. Number one, they can choose a higher level review, which supplemental claim, and appeal to the Board of Veterans Appeals. In the higher level review option, a more experienced adjudicator will conduct a review of the previous decision. In other words, I want someone else to look at it, someone who's done this longer. Supplemental claim, veterans may submit new and relevant evidence, and VA will assist in developing new evidence under its duty to assist, which means, VA may have made a decision, but, you know, we found these documents from so long ago that they forgot to look at and hear.
So they'll consider them
exactly
now. Okay.
Yep. And then the appeal to a board, if a veteran appeals a decision to the Board of Veterans Appeals, they can choose one of three dockets, which is direct review, evidence, or hearing. VA's goal is to complete supplemental claims and higher level review claims in an average of 125 days, which is, 4 months. and decisions appealed to the board for direct review an average of 365 days. They'll sound good on paper, but, you know, it's jury's still out on how...
The implementation, shall we say?
Yes, how efficient the implementation will be. Under the previous process, decisions averaged 3 to 7 years. So going from 3 to 7 years to 1 year or less.
That'd be good.
Let's hope so. Yeah. VA remains committed to reducing significantly the inventory of appeals. VA's fiscal year budget included funding for 605 additional appeals employees, which VA used to establish two new decision review operation centers in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Seattle, Washington regional offices. The former Appeals Research Center in Washington, D.C. was converted to a third decision review operation center. So for more than 18 months, VA has worked towards a full implementation of the Appeals Modernization Act. But reform has been a goal for VA and its stakeholders for years. 3 years ago in March, VA sponsored an appeal summit in which VA service organizations, veterans advocates, and Congress worked together to design a new appeals system. And the summit resulted in the drafting, passage, and implementation of this Appeals Modernization Act. So let's hope that... you know, when a veteran doesn't agree with a decision that the VA makes, they can get a faster decision and a more favorable one.
All right.
In a shorter amount of time.
It's a good goal, anyway.
Goal, yep.
Yep. Always good to have goals.
That's right.
Don't always reach them all the time.
Strive for excellence.
But you don't get any better if you don't have them. So.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. More information on this. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
You have that number.
You had it out for me this
time. You even have it on your word and on your sleeve again today.
Yes. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
No holidays this week or anything, I don't think, are there?
So I don't think so.
We got past President's Day, so we don't have anything for a while here.
Yep, and I'm in all week.
Okay.
It should be.
Good day to find you.
Yes.
Good time. If you're looking for something to do in the middle of winter.
Yep, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I can almost see some sunlight.
Yeah, I noticed the sun came out a couple times yesterday right in the middle of all the blowing and everything, so I was kind of teasing us a little bit. So,
I was talking to a buddy of mine in who lives in the metro area, and he said that they got a lot of snow. I said, well, we didn't get any snow, but all the snow from North Dakota blew in.
Yeah, and there's nothing to stop it either. So.
Nope, not really.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks, Josh, and we'll chat with you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Josh Benninger, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.